Rock 101 News. We've got Kevin Smith. We're going to talk to Kevin some more, but first Corey's going to give us some traffic.
We're cozy here, aren't we?
Very cozy.
We're very, very close together. We have actually nothing going on. No counterflows. Counterflows are out. We have no stalls, no accidents. Alley and Ferry 1 to 2 sail wait either side, and we'll keep it short and sweet. That's Rock 101 traffic, 15 degrees at 9:04. I'm Corey Miller.
Well, Kevin Smith is with us, and Kevin, you're in Vancouver. You're acting.
That traffic report's kind of a lack of traffic report, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Just nothing going on.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather have it that way?
Misinformation. Misinformation.
It's not like Los Angeles.
You've got the easiest gig in the world. It's like, everything's good. Moving on.
It's Vancouver. What are you going to do?
There was traffic on. It took me a few minutes to get down Burrard. Tell them that. Burrard.
Oh, actually, construction on Burrard. You're
yes.
right. Just off the north end of the bridge.
I'm gunning for your job.
See, he's directing the traffic. Directing the traffic right now.
That's about all I could direct.
You hear in L.A., they've got another shooting, right? They're starting to shoot cars on the freeway. Just happened 2 days ago. Yes, yet again.
Well, then it's a good time to be in Vancouver, isn't it?
This is where God lives. It's only a local call here from God.
And this is truly where God plants things, because it's green up here.
Well, the weather is very iffy in the past month. It's been very weird.
Yeah,
but it is usually a lot nicer at this time.
The other night it was 40 degrees in June. I mean, I don't know what that equates to in degrees here.
It's
cold. What is it called here? Is it
Celsius?
Celsius.
Yeah, that'd be about 9
it's
or
not,
10.
It's not usually this cold.
Right, that's what they keep saying. The locals are just like, it's never like this. Meanwhile, back in 92, same thing.
Yeah, that's true. You've been here.
You guys have the worst publicists when it comes to weather.
You're catching a bad cycle.
Right. Yeah, that was 92. That's when the bad cycle started.
Right.
You've obviously been up here. You know what the weather's like. You've seen some beautiful days up here.
Oh, absolutely. From May to now, there have been really wonderful days, and it's warm out, and you see a bunch of people out in the park and stuff. And
who do you hang out with here?
Rainy days. I got my whole family up here, sir.
Yeah.
So I rock them when I'm not on set and whatnot.
Right.
When I'm on set, I hang out with some of the people in the movie.
And what do you do? What do you just do? You get out on boats? Have you been out on the ocean?
We're going well watching on Sunday for my daughter's birthday, and I'm not too excited about that. 12-man boat. I don't know.
No, those are Zodiac boats. They're the safest boat in the world.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
But they haven't had me in their boat yet.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
I'll find a way to punch holes in that boat. I've done that. What do I do? I don't know. You know, I hang out in the hotel a lot, watch a lot of TV. It's not that different from being home for me.
Do you hang out with Jennifer Gardner?
Just when we're shooting, really, because she pretty much hangs out with her man. So when we're shooting, all the time.
Ben Affleck's in town, too.
Ben, he comes and goes. I don't think he's here right now. He's here during the week, and then he left.
What are you watching for movies? What do you like?
I've been going through box sets like crazy. There's a Moonlighting Season 1 and 2 box set that came out that I just rocked.
Six Feet Under?
No, that one I don't watch. Getting into it, and I wasn't into it.
I just got the SCTV Season 3 box set.
Right, they just came out with Season 3 recently.
Yeah, it's great.
Season 1 I rocked, which was pretty hot.
Lackluster summer. You know, they're not real big blockbusters aside from Spielberg's War of the Worlds. And what's your take on Tommy Cruise
I think the dude's in love.
I do too.
I buy it. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's for publicity. I don't know. I think the dude fell, and that's it. Maybe it's a little kooky and quick, but it's Hollywood, right? That's how they do it.
She's not a beard.
I don't think she's a beard. No. I met that dude. I interviewed that dude for this British magazine called Arena. And I got a pretty good gay arm. My brother's gay, so I'm pretty good at picking up on who is and who isn't. And that dude is, I think he likes chicks. I do. I really do.
Your gaydar, who is gay? No, I'm kidding.
Who is gay? Affleck, 100%.
Yeah. I knew it!
You want to talk about beards.
I totally knew it. Yeah, he went a little too far with that whole Jennifer Lopez protesting too much.
Jennifer Garner, you look at her sometimes, she looks like a woman that's just like, I know this dude likes guys. Yeah.
No, I think the fact that you chose Jennifer Garner as a beard means you're not gay.
That was probably, he's got latent heterosexuality.
Yeah, it's coming through. He just can't keep it down. So what else do you have besides Clerks 2, Passion of the Clerks,
right.
Obviously that's something you've been thinking about for a while. Do you have a big movie? This is something that you've always wanted to do.
We're going to get to it pretty soon. It's a movie called Ranger Danger, and it's a kind of sci-fi comedy. So I'll get to that probably in the next 2-3 years. Right now I'm in Clerks world. Like, right. I really want to go make something small without movie stars. Because I got burned on Jersey Girl with movie stars.
How long would it take to make a movie like that?
Which one, Ranger Danger?
Yeah.
I'm guessing 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. Like, this shoot, the catch and release shoot, is roughly 2.5 months. And it's not it's not a complicated flick. You know, it's kind of a people drama. So I would imagine doing a special effects thing. For most people, probably be 3-4 months, but for me, like 2.5.
Let's get back to Jersey Girl. Yeah. I just wanted to ask, and we've been asking around, a good flick, and I think one that kind of snuck under the radar that, you know, people wanted to criticize that movie before it ever got
out. Because of the whole Ben Affleck thing, and he kind of got burned.
Geely kind of torpedoed us, too. Like,
yeah.
Because it was akin to, you know, you have that movie come out 6 months before us, and it's akin to being like, hey, remember that movie with those two people you hated? Here's another one. You know?
Yeah, but everybody I've talked to loves the movie.
It's
I like the movie. I watch it. It's a very good film, and I
congratulations, but totally watch.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir.
You know, and anybody out there listening, we got 500,000 listeners out there. Why don't people go out right now and buy Jersey Girl?
You know what?
Put it in your collection.
I'd be more than happy if they instead came to the Vogue and went to the Q&A on July 9th.
That would do?
And I'll talk about Jersey Girl to your heart's content.
Are tickets at Ticketmaster?
Tickets are not at Ticketmaster. We do them exclusively through our website at kevinthevan.com. Or just go to our website, viewaskew.com.
And speaking of Jersey Girl, George Carlin.
Yes.
Comedian George Carlin.
Genius.
You are kind of responsible for sort of taking him, like, he was always great, but he never had a good presence in movies.
Right.
And it was, I guess, Dogma was the first one.
Was the first one we used him in. Then we had him in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and then in Jersey Girl, he had a really meaty role.
Yeah, that's great. What's he like?
He's a phenomenal individual. He's not one of those comedians that feels the need to always be on. Sometimes you're around comedians that are just constantly working you, and you're like, dude, I'm not an audience of one. We can have a conversation about the weather. And George is one of those cats who you can sit there and talk to about anything but comedy. You know, he's a smart guy, and he never feels the need to make you laugh. And, you know, and sometimes, of course, he does, but he's not always on.
Yeah, that is very
There's
annoying.
A bird that just flew in here, and the feng shui, that is very good luck.
That's good, right?
That is very good luck. Did you see it flew right around your head? Did you see that? Flew right around your head, and then in and out. So that's a very good sign. I want to pass that along to you.
If he dumps, it's an even better sign.
Yeah. And apparently, if you're crapped
on, that's
good. Yeah.
What's with the white spot? What's with coming down here?
Well, we did a Waking Up the Neighborhood tour. We do our morning show, and we go to neighborhoods. We walk into their living room and do their show, and we bring them down. They serve you food, and this is like a big tradition here in Vancouver.
Right.
This goes back to the early 50s, and you'll notice pictures of Nat Bailey.
Yes.
Nat Bailey Stadium, where all the we used to have a AAA ball team here. We have a single-A ball team right now, but the Canadians have played here for years. And Nat Bailey is famous, and he basically owned the white spot.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of tradition here, and their burgers are number one.
Phenomenal. You don't do it all the time. You did
no.
it because of the contest?
Yeah.
No, once I a think week. You should come down Fridays, man, every day. Broadcasting from a restaurant is genius, sir.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. We do a mojo show. I do a sports show. We go down to the Yaletown Brewing Company, and we do it, and we're out in the deck. I like doing that stuff.
Yeah, it's kind
people
of cool
walk by and go, what the hell's going on out there?
Totally.
Yeah.
You just got to watch out for people hurling obscenities, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. See, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, we're well-liked. We're not too...
No, not at you, just in general.
Yeah.
Just to get on the radio.
There's a lot of cats walking around those Vancouver streets, hurl obscenities for no reason. I've seen them.
You ever get that on the movie set?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're out shooting in the real world, you're kind of open to stuff like that.
Kevin Smith is here at the White Spot. We're on Georgia and Cardero, and we're going to be here just kind of... We're going to take a break. My producer just, yes, okay, we're going to take a break.
Subtle as heck.
You know, that was
take
on
a break,
the air. Take a break. You heard
this
that,
is
right?
on
that
the air
actually
now.
Went on
take
the
a break.
That's how good we are here in Vancouver.
Right.
The producer's actually on the air. 9:12, we will take a break. We'll come right back.